Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Listen to deeply personal, insightful, and thought-provoking stories from the world's leading thinkers and doers. Listen and subscribe to The Unmistakable Creative wherever you get your podcasts.
You boy.
Me, sir?
What day is it today?
Well, today's Christmas Day, sir.
Oh, the spirits did it all in one night. I can't believe it.
Who?
The spirits.
What?
They're fantastic. Now, listen here, boy. Look at me.
Yes?
Look at me, boy. Now, here's a couple of shillings. Get yourself round to the poulterers. Is that turkey still in the window?
Well, sir, the poulterers are shut today, and every other podcast's also shut today, but Shagman annoyed this soldier in on, sir, and releasing an episode on Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day?
On Christmas Day,
you're
God bless him.
Working on Christmas Day?
Yes, sir. Well, we recorded it on Monday, but yeah. How long are we going to keep this going?
Oh. Hello.
I don't like doing voices on the podcast, no. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how you do that shit every week.
You're listening to Shagmar Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey. And we just want to start off by wishing you a very, very Merry Christmas.
Yes, indeed. Very Merry Christmas. We're recording this on the Monday, the 21st. So fuck knows what you're allowed to do for Christmas because it changes every 5 seconds. But hey, I hope you're having a lovely, lovely day wherever you are. I hope you're happy. Hope you're having a nice time. And I hope that, Oscar-worthy performance that we just gave there hasn't ruined your day too much. So there you go.
I agree. Would you like the remix one more time just to play it into the jingle?
The Christmas music remix that you did the other week? No, absolutely not. This week's lucrative sponsor...
So you're doing a sponsor on Christmas Day?
Wall Street doesn't take time off.
Well, 1 second.
You think the FTSE and the Dow Jones and all them are having day after day?
Who?
Well, the stock stuff. I don't really know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Money doesn't sleep.
It really doesn't.
It doesn't, no.
Right, are you ready? I'll...
What are you doing? No.
It's a Christmas sponsor.
Some people are listening to this after Christmas, so they don't give two fucks.
No, they're not. Who listens to a Christmas special after Christmas?
Done the Christmas special. This is the Christmas Day bonus episode.
Right, well, who's listening to that after Christmas?
Probably a lot of people who didn't
turn
listen
it off.
On Christmas Day.
How depressing.
Don't tell people to turn it off. No. Turn your fucking bells off. Turn your bells off. Not something I thought I'd have to say to you. Without going any further, guys, this week's lucrative sponsor is, and you might hear it over the holidays, is adults who refer to themselves as being poorly. Grow the fuck up. Adults who say the sentence, I've got a bad tummy. Grow the fuck up. Lucozade isn't a medicine. Grow the fuck up.
Where did that come from?
Don't like people who say that. I don't like adults who use the word poorly. Upsets us.
But I've done that before.
Upsets us when you do it.
So
I'm poorly. Oh, are you also 4 years old?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I can't do that today. I'm poorly. Oh, fuck it. What? Oh, God.
I disagree. I've said to you before, I feel a bit poorly today.
Nah, don't like poorly. Stupid, weird word.
Where has that come from?
Say what it is. Say what it is that's up with you. If it's your stomach, say stomach. Stop saying tummy. You're an adult.
Bad tummy.
Stop it, right?
Yeah, don't say tummy.
Also, people who say I'm bad, that annoys us as well. That's so unspecific. It's like you're phoning in sick at work. Oh, I can't today. I'm bad.
Can I just tell you though?
What?
You're choosing the wrong year for this because,
Why? Well,
this year, I haven't really been ill.
Good. Well, hopefully we can get rid of the word poorly altogether. Let's face it, if it's not COVID, it's not nothing.
You know why we haven't been ill?
Yeah, because I haven't been near anyone.
We haven't touched anybody for nearly a year. Christopher, that's not a good thing.
Rosie, can you just back away from Mr. 2 metres while we're doing this, please? Stop saying poorly. It's upsetting your adults. Pack it in. Stop saying it.
Fair enough.
Stop saying it. Lucozade is not a medicine either. Stop thinking you need
it. It's not a medicine, but it does do something.
It's bollocks. Stop doing it.
We used to get lilt. Not Lucas Aid.
Well, cheaper?
Probably. You can get it at the fruit and veg shop.
I bloody love your family. Yeah. I bloody love your family so much.
My mum used to bring her a can of lilt when we're off school poorly.
Brilliant. When you're off school what?
Oh, poorly.
Fuck this. Fuck this. I'm off. Merry Christmas, you dicks. Horrible.
Oh, me tummy. Me tummy.
I've got a poorly tummy. Get in the fucking sea.
All right, here's the jingle. Fucking here's baby. The jingle. Stop. It's a Christmas bonus special.
Merry
Pack it
Christmas,
in.
Everyone.
Here's a jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle. Gone.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome Jesus back to hell, the Christmas bonus of Shagged, Married, Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and Christopher
Hello.
Ramsey.
Yes. Can you stop? Can we stop with the jingle? Can After, we call it a day now?
Yes.
For the bells?
We have it's had done. The money's worth of it's the free done. Jingle. Got Jesus. On YouTube.
Right. So hello everyone. As we said, we don't know where you are, we don't know what you're doing, but we hope you're well. We
Merry Christmas.
Well. We're not going to mention the elephant in the room.
There's a massive, stinking, huge elephant in the room, but we're not going to mention it because it's very depressing and it's Christmas Day and we're not all in the same boat, but we kind of all are in the same boat of a very, very different Christmas to usual. Mm-hmm. Just hope you're all okay. And we are going to hopefully bring a little smile to your face today. Mm-hmm. Christmas smile.
Christmas smile.
Like the Grinch.
Exactly the same as a normal smile.
I've got some positive news.
Ooh, okay, this is good.
Well, I say positive.
It's... Coronavirus test?
No.
Oh, okay, cool.
No. I haven't had one of them yet.
No? Yeah, I've had a few.
You've had a few. I'm all right for it. I'm going to have one when I go to hospital. Mm. Ooh, something to look forward to.
See which one they get you. There's the one where they tickle your throat and there's the one where they fucking move in for half an hour.
Right. Well, it's hospital, so I think they'll jab it right down there. Oh, yeah. Oh, hey.
Buy your dinner afterwards.
Well, I know, but I've had, I get a smear test, so. Just don't forget about your smear test. There's a reminder. And a half. It's been a weird year, but I got a letter about my smear test, but I'm pregnant, so I can't have one. So I've put an alarm on my phone, and that's going to be one of the first things I do once I've had the bairn.
Well, it's going to have something to look forward to in the new year, isn't it?
Chris, honestly, it's just somewhere to go. I'll be like, oh.
Is a smear test, for the boys out there, including myself, who've got no idea what a smear test is a smear test anything like a sweep?
Oh, right, because you saw me get a sweep with Robin.
I saw you get a sweep with
it's
Robin.
Not as aggressive. No way. If you haven't had...
It was... Oh, God. Yeah. Good
no,
grief. I don't know if I've talked about this on it. Have I ever talked about it?
I don't know. Do you want to?
Basically, so gentlemen out there, I don't know if you've ever been in the room when your wife's been pregnant and been in the hospital and the doctor has had to do a what's called a sweep.
A vaginal sweep.
Sounds... It needs to be renamed, in my opinion. Really needs to be renamed because a sweep just sounds... Oh, excuse me. Oh, done.
Yeah.
Sweep,
sounds
sweep.
Like you're tickling
chim,
the pubes.
Chim, 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 yeah. chim, 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 chim. But fuck me. It was like he'd left his watch inside your vagina. But he wasn't just putting his hand in to grab the watch. He was trying to put it on inside your vagina.
Yeah.
That's the best way I can describe it.
You looked like you were going to vomit.
It was awful. I've seen people unblock toilets with less... vigor.
But funnily, when you're pregnant...
But I couldn't work out what he was
you're
doing.
You're not bothered.
I couldn't work out what he was doing. Still don't know to this day.
What they do is they... No. They put the hand in and then they kind of sweep around the baby's head.
Awful.
I don't know why they do it. It's to help you move you along. Intense. It's very intense.
Anyway, a smear's nothing like that. A smear's just a quick in and out.
What's the real name for a smear?
Cervical smear.
Cervical smear test? Yeah. It's nowhere near that bad. It's actually genuinely not bad at all. Okay. I've been having them for years. They're really super duper duper important. If you've had a letter, go and get it sorted ASAP. And they're doing them, even though COVID's happening, they're doing cervical smear tests. But yeah, they just put a little clamp inside, open you up, and have a little tickle.
Sorry.
What?
Already the difference between men and women is startling here.
What do you mean?
Rosie, is a smear as bad as a sweep? Oh no, it's not bad at all. I'll just describe it. The word clamp and the phrase open you up cropped up in the first fucking 9 words.
Yes, but it is a hole, Christopher. It's the same hole where a penis goes.
Right.
Or a sex toy or whatever. It's the hole.
If you've just joined us, welcome to Biology Live with Rosie.
This is the Christmas. What the hell? This is awful. This is families could be listening to this if round the dinner
table. If you're listening
table.
To this on Christmas Day, shame on you. Turn on the Queen's speech and sort your fucking life out. Sorry, everyone. I got carried away there.
No, they just get a little dabber inside. It's fine. It's basically fine. But anyway, so I'm looking forward to my COVID test going into hospital in a couple of weeks.
Right.
Me positive news.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Getting back to it.
Sorry.
So Sandra, me mum, you know when she usually gets her Christmas tree, don't you?
Yes.
Every year.
Yeah.
She waits till the 23rd of December.
Yeah, she got it on Christmas Eve once.
She did.
There were, I think if I remember rightly, she went to somewhere where they were selling Christmas trees and they were literally about to throw them in the skip and she got one for free.
Yes.
On Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's a bit of a humbug,
hates
is our
Christmas.
Sandra.
Hates it.
I don't know, like, I don't know why, because I love Christmas, but she just hates it. Anyway. This year, she got it on the 18th.
Wow.
That's early.
Wow.
I know. So she got, but do you know how much she paid for it?
What is it, a real one?
It's a real one.
What are they, like 20 quid?
Usually. She got it from Wix.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So she got a discount?
Yeah.
How are then?
£2.50.
Oh, she's a disgrace. I'm sorry. I know that's like saving money and that's great and that, but shut up, man.
£2.50. Yeah, £2.50.
God.
She got it. It's lovely. She sent us a picture.
Can I please have this for a price that reflects how much I hate the holiday season? You can. £2.50? Yes, please. And can you spit on us? Thank you. Goodbye.
It's really
pleasure
nice.
Doing business with you.
It's a little bit droopy and the needles are like all over the floor,
never
but
in
it's
the world.
Bonny. It's really bonny.
Right.
And she's got a wreath on the door.
A wreath on her front door.
Aye. Wow.
I might run past and nick that later on. For the crack.
Someone I know caught somebody on their security camera stealing the wreath off their door. That's grim, isn't it?
That is low, isn't
it? That's 2020 for
that's
you.
That's 2020, yeah. Fuck your wreath.
Babadoo, 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 bam.
So, although we're not going to dwell on the current situation, I've come up with a little coping strategy.
Right, okay.
Which genuinely, I haven't told you about this yet. I was sitting doing it this morning and it's making us feel like a lot better. Like, obviously, Christmas. So, the way my year normally pans out for the past few years is I'm basically down London doing telly or touring around the entire country. And then I come home at Christmas and that's when I see everyone. And that's when I go out to pubs and go out for restaurants. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's me time. However, right?
Yeah.
What I did this morning was I remembered last New Year's Eve.
Right.
Can you remember? I popped to the customs house. I did a gig.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Then me, you, and your auntie and uncle and your mum went and sat in three of the emptiest bars in South Shields.
Yeah.
And it was utterly shit.
Yeah,
there was no one in there.
It was really shit.
Can you remember? We're sitting in there.
Mm-hmm.
We dead, freezing cold.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even know what was on the telly. Mm-hmm. It was Christmas songs on something. I don't know. Crap.
Right.
Drinks were minging.
Yeah.
Dead.
Yeah.
Went back to our house, sat, said Happy New Year, and then just fucking everyone left.
Yeah.
Remember how shit that was?
It was really shit.
I just keep thinking of that.
Right. Why?
That's me coping mechanism.
Okay.
Whenever I think, oh, it's a shame you can't go, but I go, oh, but remember that really shit time?
It was really
and
shit.
I'm just holding on to that really shit time, like someone who's had a bad experience of customer service once and will never use the certain company again. Do you know what I mean?
I get it.
So that's me coping mechanism. So that all I'm saying is, I know it's rubbish and I know you can't go out and stuff, but in your head, just to make it better, just in the short term, remember the shittest fucking night you've ever had in your life.
I know, but
No buts, Rosie!
I know, but I don't do that.
No, well, you couldn't start doing it now.
Okay,
Remember, I was sat there, it was bloody... Didn't
it was terrible, it was terrible, but Chris, I've
rubbish.
Had some great
no,
New Year's
No, you haven't, you've never had a good New Year's Eve, you never have, you're lying.
I've had some belters.
You're ruining
okay,
the coping mechanism.
I'm sorry.
That's all you got to do is think of your shittest time you've ever had.
That is quite good,
hold
actually.
Hold on to that for a bit.
All right.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, think of the really, really terrible, terrible night out you've had, and then you'll be sat in the house...
Yeah.
Again, thinking, I'm glad I'm not out. Honestly, I'm glad this has happened.
Yeah. No, I won't go that far. Good God, it's just to stop you wanting to get that bug of going out.
Because we said we weren't going to talk about it.
We weren't. I'm just helping the world.
Right. I don't think you are, but that's fine.
Who's put that in the jukebox? Oh, there's a pube in this pint. Keep thinking stuff like that.
Right, okay, yeah.
Stuff like that.
Right.
There's lipstick on this glass. Can I get a new one?
They stink a BO at the bar.
There's a lot of piss on the toilet floor.
Yeah. Oh, shut the door.
Someone open it while you're weighing. Or were you napping?
No, not while you're weighing.
Oh, while you're pooing.
While you're sat in the pub and someone opens the door and it's flipping freezing.
Oh, right, okay.
And you're like, shut the door.
Got you. Yeah,
can't get a taxi, Chris. Yeah. Got to book your taxi ages in advance. But what if you want to go home early or you want to go home later?
Good point.
And then you've got to walk around for a taxi and then you've got to talk to everyone going, should we risk it? Should we walk? Should we stand in this queue? Oh, yeah. I hate this night.
Same.
Yeah, that helps, actually. I feel a bit better. Me and you, put the fire on.
Rosie, it's not working on Miss Pubs.
I can't stay here any longer.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
Beef. Christmas beef.
Now, these aren't really Christmas beefs. I've just got a beef. I'll go first. My beef with you this week, something you've just started doing. Really annoying. Watched you do it for a while the other day before I actually
said it's not the chocolate mousse.
Oh, no, I knew you'd say so this. Rosie eats chocolate yogurts, chocolate mousses, or yogurts, as she calls
chocolate
them. The same chocolate yogurts that you were basically on five a night when you were pregnant with Robin.
I've cut down.
You've cut down. You're on about
cut
one
cut down
a night.
Massively.
You're on about one
I only
a night.
Buy a pack a week.
Right, yeah. And it's four in a pack.
So it's just four a week.
However,
it's Cadbury's Pots of Joy, if anybody really wants to know.
And what I'm starting to see is, this is starting to make sense because you're obviously trying to savour them a bit more, right? So what Rosie does is she dips her spoon in. She doesn't really use it as a spoon. She just dips it in like it's a lolly going in a dip dab. You just dip it in like a chip in curry sauce.
Mm.
You pull it out. It's not what you're doing. It's the way you do it.
Right.
She kind of holds, if you can put it in your mind's eye, dear listener, she kind of holds the spoon so it's perfectly horizontal across her face out, almost like a violinist. And she holds it right in front of her mouth and basically just flicks her tongue out and just... And just licks off it like a cat, but almost like rhythmically, like lick, 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 back in the mouth, lick, back in the mouth, lick, back in the mouth. Horrendous. What? Like you seen them, you know them little statues, the little Chinese cat statues where they wave the hand and their tongue pops out.
Yes, is that mean?
And I went the other day, I watched you do it for ages, and then I had to go, what in the name of fuck are you doing?
Well, you don't get much in them.
Right.
So I do think I am savouring it a little
bit.
Rather than just putting it in your mouth and eating it like that.
It's horrible.
Can I not just do things
it's
in
the
own home?
That you do it. You've got a frame. Like the frame I used to have to learn on Strictly where I had to like hold my elbow up and shoulders down, elbows up. It's almost like a Strictly ballroom dancing frame that you adopt while you're doing it. And I was taught you at the time, so it was like eye contact over the spoon and you're just... Fucking iguana. It was awful. Stop it. I didn't like it at all.
Chris, I've got three left.
And do you know what it is, actually? We haven't even spoken about it. I don't know how I'd manage to not speak about this. It's in my notes and I spotted it today. Can you remember that random dessert that you just invented the other month that you were just eating?
What?
En masse. What? So the other month, it came and went. You've stopped doing it, so I haven't even mentioned it, but I thought I'd bring it up now.
Right. I don't know what you're
just for a while after your dinner, you would just fill a bowl with some Rice Krispies and then melt some Dairy Milk in. And just eat melted chocolate in Rice Krispies.
Yeah, Rice Krispie cakes, just not hardened.
Yeah. Like
Is that bad?
What kind of a fucking pig? I fancy a Rice Krispie cake, but fuck waiting for it to set, even though it's 4 degrees outside and I've got a fridge. She would literally pour Rice Krispies into a bowl and melt some chocolate in and stir it up and eat it like cereal.
Cereal, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Don't like milk.
It's unbelievable.
But you know why that happened?
Why?
Well, because for my birthday, I got a massive big bar of Dairy Milk.
Yeah.
And was it my mum or dad? I don't know which one.
My
dad bought
us
a box
of
Dairy Milk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, well, I just don't want to eat them like normal. So I want to spice it up a bit. Jeez. But I've run out of them now. And I mean, I was like, this is not healthy.
No, it was bad. It was really bad.
Oh, didn't stop you getting a spoon, Ramsay.
Why, yeah.
Didn't stop you getting a spoon
doing me a favor.
And joining in, did
you were
it?
Killing yourself,
you
Rosie.
Dirty little hack. I swear, honestly, you love a bit of that, didn't you? Slag me off. There you were with your spoon. Oh, what we got tonight? Oh, Christmas. And I had cornflakes a couple of times, you pig.
I wasn't there when you had cornflakes.
Yes, you were.
Wasn't. I didn't see the cornflakes happen.
Right,
must have been your little mix.
Yeah, it might have been, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Babadoo, 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 bab. My beef with you this week is, since you are not on tour and not seeing your friends as much.
Thanks for rubbing it in.
And I've said this before, you keep bringing your friend banter into our relationship and I don't like it.
Right. Look, it needs to come out somewhere.
You recently, every time I say something or I tell you a fact or I tell you something that's going on, you say to me straight away, without hesitation, I told you that. And you didn't tell me that. Oh, and it really winds me up because the thing I'm telling you.
Yeah.
No, but the thing I'm telling you is serious. And you go, I told you that. And I'm like, no, you didn't. And I fall for it every time.
Yeah, you get really
and I
angry.
Hate myself for falling for it. But stop it. It's not funny.
Do you know what's really weird? I actually genuinely had to pop out of the shops today and I was on the way back and I phoned Carl Hutchinson and I was actually bragging to him about how much you got wound up by that. I was like, oh, my new one that I do to Rosie, she tells us something, and I just go, I told you that. And she just, every time.
I hate it.
You're not going to, I don't know when you're going to catch on.
I
you
fall for
hit
it
the fucking roof.
Because you do it very convincingly, which yeah. is really sad. And then because I repeat myself quite a lot, and because we've been stuck with each other, I'm like, did he? Because you might know, but you
oh,
might
not. Sorry,
have.
I didn't realise it was like a form of gaslighting. I'm really sorry.
Of course it ain't. You've been gaslighting me for years.
No,
I'm telling you this.
Allegedly.
Jokingly gaslighting, that's what
Bullshit.
You do.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, no, I do I sometimes think, have you told me that? I do that all the time, though. Dude. People tell me things,
yeah.
and I'll tell them back.
The facts are
going to be a year
fact
later,
fact.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they'll be like, I told you that. I'm like, did you? Oh, right.
I'm literally only doing it for a rise out of you, and because mine and Carl's thing is we just wind each other up constantly onto it, and I have had a year off that.
I know.
So that you're getting the overflow, you're
Please,
getting the overspill, and I'm very sorry.
Stop.
Right, I'll try.
Please, come
try
on. It's Christmas.
Okay, I'll try my best. Is it Christmas?
Is it? Don't know. There's a tree. Did you put that tree up?
Oh, I just can't just appear. Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Listen to deeply personal, insightful, and thought-provoking stories from the world's leading thinkers and doers. Listen and subscribe to The Unmistakable Creative wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public.
Oh, okay.
Ruined Christmas.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Obviously, please don't send any more Christmas stuff in because this is the last episode we'll be talking about Christmas stuff. So just send your stories, your dilemmas, your office polls, all of that kind of stuff. And thank you very much in advance. Let's dive straight in. Rosie, I've done quite a few of them this week.
I've
got
very
a few
excited.
Little ones for you. A few little ones for you. I'm going to dive straight in. Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
I think Christmas Day of all days, most people in the country will have a cooked breakfast over... No, you know, I think Christmas Day you'll always
on
have.
On Christmas Day?
Do you not think? We always used to have a baking sarnie on a Christmas morning.
But.
Or egg sandwich or something.
Why? No. Because,
sorry, why?
Because you eat a lot on Christmas Day. Why would you start your morning?
Because it starts as you mean to go on.
No, I'm a croissant girl on Christmas Day.
I'm
a pan au chocolat.
I have been with you for 7 years
yes.
or something.
Eight, nearly. Thank
right.
you.
You've never had a croissant on Christmas Day.
Yes, I bloody have, Christopher.
Why are you showing off? Why are you trying to? Why are you pretending to these people who've heard you say all kinds of disgusting stuff? Why are you randomly trying to make them think that on Christmas Day you go a bit French? What are you doing?
don't start because Pan au Chocolat is on my shop at Christmas. It's on the Christmas shop and I have a croissant or a pan au chocolat on Christmas morning.
Really?
And I can't believe that you've never noticed.
I haven't. Isn't that weird? I'm honestly, I thought you were lying.
I swear I don't. I don't have a bacon sarnie on out like that. I have a croissant. It's me thing.
This is so weird.
How dare you?
I was just starting because of this thing's about bacon sandwiches, this email. And I was like, I just as a flippant remark of, you know, everyone has a bacon sarnie on Christmas morning. I thought most people did.
Oh, well, I don't.
Can't believe
but that's
this.
Fine.
We've been living a lie.
See, a bacon sandwich is different to a full fry up. A full fry up on Christmas morning.
I wouldn't have said a full fry up. I would have said like a bacon sarnie or egg sarnie. Yeah. You know, something a bit more sort of. You're going to start drinking early. You want to start getting something on your stomach, in my opinion.
But then you're getting a big dinner. Wait, some people have starters.
Again, me point is, starters you mean to go on.
On the day.
Yeah. Get a load of bacon on you. Get a bit, you know, bacon, bit of bread. Whoa.
Well, I disagree. But that's
down
fine.
Your books, Fizz.
Yeah.
No, I'm watching you this Christmas day. I'm watching. And if you don't,
I haven't done any food shopping this year because my mum's making the dinner. I haven't done any food shopping. I need to go to the shops and get me croissant in.
Fucking me yearly croissant.
Me one croissant.
Afternoon, Mrs. Ramsey. Yeah, you after your annual croissant again? I am. Yes, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Liar. Oh.
But what is it? What's French for Merry Christmas?
Oh, I don't know.
Bonjour.
Let's stop.
Bonjour. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, it's that. Yeah. You just say it in an accent. Right, this email in, right? Now, this email is about bacon sandwiches. It's emailed in by a girl, and I can't really work out what side of the argument she's fallen on here.
Okay.
She's having a dilemma. Right. I can't work out, by the way, she's written it, what side she is for and against. See if you can.
Okay.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. I love your podcast, and I have a question for you. When you have a bacon sandwich, do you A, use two soft, delicious, flavourful pieces of white bread with butter and the sauce of your choice? Or B, destroy the sanctity of the bacon sandwich by fucking toasting the fucking bread so you cut the roof off your pissing mouth and have no sauce on it like the goddamn animal of a boyfriend that I live with? Can't work out.
She's torn there.
She's torn. She's really torn. You know, if ever I've seen someone going right down the middle and being non-biased,
that's it.
Yeah, she is on the fence.
Do you know what I mean? What a tough decision.
I've got to agree with her. Got to be soft bread. Got to be soft. Don't be toasting your bacon sandwiches. Do you toast a bacon sandwich?
Do you know what? I don't, but I've had one before.
Nah.
And I enjoyed it.
Nah. Yeah. I'm not having it. I think it would be too dry. I think it would make it really dry.
No.
What did you do?
What do you mean?
What did you have?
Somebody made it for us.
Right.
But it was toast.
Okay.
With butter. Right. And bacon in.
And why did you not throw it back in the face?
Because it was delicious.
Awful.
I love toast.
What kind of bread was it?
White.
Right, that's, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, a bacon sandwich on brown bread is the saddest thing in the world.
You really hate a bacon sandwich on brown
it's
bread, don't you?
It's so upsetting. It's so fucking upsetting.
Why?
It's like, because it's like, it's not fulfilling what I wanted. Someone goes, you want a bacon sandwich? Like, oh yeah, I do want a bacon. Lovely, bloody treat. Salty, greasy, fatty, bread, stodge. Come on, I want a treat. Do you know what I mean? It's like going, oh, I've done you this cake, but instead of icing, it's a handful of spinach.
Yeah, or no icing at all.
Or fruitcake. Fuck that.
You tried some fruitcake the other day, didn't you?
Horrible.
Didn't go down well.
Horrible. And I went, oh, you know what? I decided I didn't like that when I was a kid and I'll try it again. Awful.
You need to try mince pies.
And rubbing it the icing off the top. So I had nothing.
You need to try mince pies again this year. Because I had never liked mince pie. I didn't understand them. I was like, what? Not mince pie, savoury mince pie.
No,
like
I'm saying, did we?
Pie.
Yeah, I'm going to did we talk about on last year's episode, the Christmas episode, the fact that until very recently I thought it was like bolognese?
Yeah, oh yeah, we talked about that last year.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
No idea.
Absolutely
no idea.
Ridiculous.
Someone's
but
like,
you
it's
will
sweet
love
mince.
One.
And I was like, what do you mean it's sweet mince?
It's like currants and stuff.
Yeah, no, I thought it was like beef, but sweet beef.
Do you know what a lot of people have been doing?
What?
That I've seen on Instagram.
Oh, God. What?
They've been taking the top off a mince pie,
right,
putting a bit of cheese in, right, like Stilton, and then putting them in the oven so they melt.
Right.
And obviously, as a cheese hater, I think that's disgusting. But I think if you like cheese and you like mince pies, people are like losing their mind over them.
Right. Well, I don't like either of them things, so.
So, no, we'll not be doing that here.
I'm gonna file that, what you've just told us, in my brain under forget if I want to.
Great.
And it's gone.
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo,
bab. Got another one here. Now, people always ask to be kept anonymous and stuff. And it's not that bad. And it's from Australia as well.
Okay.
But it's just, it's just strange the way they've said it. It doesn't like, please keep me anonymous as it's me friends and blah, blah, blah. It just starts with, please keep names out of this. Like, fucking hell, all right.
All right, but I'm listening now.
But it's not even that juicy.
Oh, is it not?
No, but it's interesting.
Okay.
Listening to the scooter disappear on the Christmas special reminded me of the consequences that befell our son.
Okay.
He didn't enjoy having a baby sister, so he took the delight of annoying the crap out of her for the first 11 months of her life.
Mm.
This did extend to stealing stuff from her just to make her cry.
Aww.
So he'd take stuff off the baby when she was playing with it just to make her cry her eyes out.
Okay. Oh, no.
As a pretty new parent, the best we could come up with was telling him that Santa would only give him, and I don't know if this is an Australian thing, but it's not cool, Santa would only give him a bag of spuds for Christmas as he kept being a little shit.
That might be the Australian equivalent to a lump
bag
of coal.
Yeah, bag of potatoes, apparently.
Much more you could do with a bag of potatoes.
He decided to run the gauntlet. Xmas morning, he wakes up. There is a big bag of spuds under the tree
for
him.
Oh, no, they didn't.
They fucking went through with it. Rosie, they went through with it.
How old is this kid?
I don't know, but he's got a little baby sister, right? But there was a big bag of spuds under the tree for him. He handled it pretty well. Till we then realised that the spuds that we gave him were needed for Christmas lunch. So he got to watch them be skinned alive and burned through the oven door. He took it as fair cop, and so we ended up giving him his presents on Boxing Day.
That's
fucking bald, isn't it?
Jeez Louise, he must have been rotten.
For the full day. For the full of Christmas Day. But the little twat, what a little shit. It's just like, well,
yeah, whatever.
Just no-sold it all of Christmas Day.
I've thought about this, though. I've really thought about this. Because, you know, we do it with Robin. Mm. Santa's watching you.
Yeah.
You better be good for Santa.
Well, didn't that lady from next door throw a thing over the door? Yeah. Regular listeners will know that at Easter, not this year, gone, the one before, there was a bag of Easter eggs hanging over the fence for Robin from the ladies next door. And me being me, I thought it was rubbish and I just pulled it off the fence and threw a full fucking bag of Easter eggs back over because they were in a carrier bag. To which next time the lady came with him and said, is he not allowed chocolate? And I said, why? And just said, because he threw this back over my garden. I didn't know. But this year she hung a Christmas ornament over, didn't she?
Yeah.
Which was sweet.
It's a Christmas ornament and it's Santa and there's just a note inside in red pen.
On a poster.
In caps. In like, what's it called?
Capital letters. Jesus.
Saying, be good, Santa is watching you.
It's really sinister.
And then she's underlined the U.
And we looked at that, didn't we? And we were like, can she hear Robin? Is she being able? What's? Have we left the window open? Or we're being bollocked.
That's what I'm thinking.
Is she aware? Has she literally been sitting there going, he sounds like a little, I need to step in here. Yeah. They need some fucking backup.
Nanny McPhee. I'm going to help these out because I can hear that little twat screaming through these walls and they need sorted out. He's not that bad.
No, he's great.
But what my thing is though, if your child, because there's some right little twats.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some horrible kids out there.
Yeah.
Still get Christmas presents, though, don't they?
Yeah.
And always. I don't think you could go through with it.
This is the first instance I've ever been aware of where someone's gone through.
Yeah, me too. I've never known anyone
who's gone through with school and you're not getting Christmas presents and then they wake up and there's none.
I mean, my mum was ruled with an iron fist when we were growing up. We still got presents.
She'd have never done that.
No. She'd probably wanted to, but she never did.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's I find it really cruel.
Bold, man. Bold.
But we said it last week. One day of just do what you want.
Yeah.
Like how can you be Merry Christmas? Well, I'm gonna discipline my children today. Oh, am I right? No.
Well, the month beforehand when the tree's up and you're telling them Santa's watching, that's your free discipline.
Yeah.
That's your free discipline. You go, you know there's a shitload of stuff coming in, but not if you're a dickhead.
Well, see, Santa doesn't work with us, though.
Hmm?
His teacher does.
Yeah.
He's terrified of his teacher.
He's terrified of his teacher. She's lovely as well,
I think he really... Do you know what I think he does, Chris?
Yeah.
I think he respects her.
Oh, I'd love to get some respect.
I know.
I'd love to get respect from him one day.
I really think he respects her. I don't think he's scared of her because she's absolutely lovely. Well, the two of them, the teaching assistant as well, he just really respects him. And every time... So we've got it to the point in the morning, he was wanting to watch like blooming YouTube and all this shite. And in the morning, you just want to go, no, you're not watching it before school. So we told him that his teacher said he can only watch CBeebies.
Yeah.
And that's been going on for months.
Yeah, he fully believes it.
He does.
Yeah.
Great, man.
I just feel at one point he's going to be like, your teacher's getting involved in quite a few aspects of my life here, Dad. No, your teacher says don't run around the swimming pool, right? She's micromanaging you to the nth degree. Babadoo, 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 ba. So, Rosie, we spoke, got a letter a couple of weeks.
A letter? Letter, Chris, sorry.
Email, 19, I'm trying to happy 1997. It's Christmas, man, it's all letters. We got an email from the person who had a cup of tea in the shower.
Oh, yes.
Which has enraged.
A follow-up one.
Well, no, this is from someone else, but it has enraged and enlightened the whole, everyone's talking about it. Everyone on Twitter's telling the stuff that they eat in baths and that they, you know, stuff like that. I got an email here from someone, right?
Right.
Hi, guys. I was just listening to episode 94 about the girl who took a cup of tea into the shower and I had to share my story.
Mm.
I think if I remember rightly, the subject of this email was something like, Chris will be disgusted. So I clicked on it straight away.
Oh.
And she's right.
All right. Has it got anything to do with Christmas?
Nothing to do with Christmas.
Right. Well, Chris, when I said to you, can you get some questions from the public for the Christmas bonus special?
One, it said Chris. That's half of Christmas. Right. Two, it said I'd be disgusted, so I had to read it.
Right. Come on, then.
So a bit of backstory. About 11 years ago, I had just split up from my husband, and I felt free as anything. So I thought I would enjoy a lovely hot bath, and maybe a little snack in there too. So I just...
So that's an intense marriage.
People celebrate different things.
No, but was she not allowed to have a bath?
From what I can tell, yeah, she was living like Cinderella.
I celebrated
this man ruled,
my divorce.
Ruled with an iron fist. Wow. I'm having a bath, love. You'll have a shower. You seen the water bill?
Oh, there is people like that. Good. Listen, good for her. Come on.
Well, you might not.
Buzzing.
Okay,
buzzing
right.
For her.
I thought I'd enjoy a lovely hot bath and maybe a little snack in there too.
Yeah.
So I decided, what did you take in the bath, Rosie? I'll give you three guesses.
Okay. As a snack.
She's written snack.
What you had?
It's definitely a full meal, but you took it in the bath.
Okay. She's talking my language, right? Yeah. What you took? Great. Through what? Oh, you want me to guess?
You've got three guesses. Right. After your first guess, depending how far you've gone with it, if you're close or if you're too far away, I'll add the next little bit of the sentence in. That'll help you.
Right. Okay. So she's saying it's a snack, but you're saying it's a full meal.
She's gone in the bath with it.
Right. Is it a sandwich?
No, but you're close. You are quite close. Go on, next one. It's not a sandwich, but you're close in the way the food is consumed.
Oh, so it's picky food?
Yeah, it's like with your hands.
Right. A piece of cake?
No, you've gone further away. Oh. It says here, I thought I'd enjoy a lovely hot bath and maybe a little snack in there too, so I decided to order myself...
A pizza.
A kebab.
Oh!
Dirty, dirty sod.
Oh, right.
Dirty sod.
Right, well, you know, she's just split up from her fella.
Yeah.
She wants to have a nice bath.
Fucking
with her favourite food. And I tell you what, though, wash your hands straight after.
While. During.
Greasy. During, yeah.
During. Well.
Oh, kebab, and that is the least decadent thing.
You ready? I put my food on the side while I got myself settled in the bath, grabbed my kebab and started chomping down on it. Suddenly, bits of salad and kebab fell in the bath with me.
Nah.
So obviously, I felt I had to get them out as I'm not a complete animal.
Could have fooled us, love.
This is the best bit, right? This
I can't it.
This for me is the best bit here.
I thought I was a bit of a scumbag. This is... No.
Gets worse, right?
It gets worse.
Before you ask, yes, I did finish my food wrapped in my towel, sat on the bathroom floor.
What?
So she was all dropping in the bath and she couldn't handle it. So she got out, wrapped herself in a towel and sat on the bathroom floor and finished her kebab.
This. She didn't need. She did not need to involve the bath element to this meal.
Could have just had a kebab.
You could have just had a kebab on the sofa, watching the telly.
Yeah.
Why?
And before you ask, I would definitely do it again.
Really?
I just had to share, as I can imagine, the utter disgust from Chris, which is always fun to listen to. P.S. That's not why me and the ex split up. I never ate in the bath when he was around. Thanks, Herm. Brackets, I'll share my name as I'm not even embarrassed about it.
Love it. Well, good for you. That's amazing.
Well done, love. Well done.
That's amazing. Why?
Kebab.
Have I ate in the bath before?
Kebab.
I had a I had a crumpet in the bath once.
You had a crumpet
in the bath actually,
once.
Not that long ago. You brought me a crumpet.
That was the other week, actually, yeah. That might have been after that email, you know. I did bring you a crumpet when you were in the bath. It might have been after that woman sent that email, yeah.
But there's a kebab in the bath.
Bit much, innit?
I just think baths are really sacred.
I just
and really holy, and I just feel like,
but like the drip a lot. You're going to be getting like drips of like chili and garlic sauce dripping into your bath. Yeah. It's going to be sitting oily on the top. You're going to fucking stink.
And my
you're essentially washing yourself with a kebab.
It's just not. I just know. I can't get on board with that. And where she got the kebab from?
Well, she ordered it, so it got delivered. I don't know what got delivered.
How would you do your bath? Well, it's like having a Chinese takeaway in the bath.
Yeah.
It's just, no, I can't. Look, love, thank you so much. And I love you from the bottom of my heart because I'm a bath girl as well. And I've had a kebab before. But together, I can't agree with it.
No.
But I hope you're happy.
Yeah.
Now that you've left you. He sound like a dick anyway. You eat all the kebabs you want in the bath. Merry Christmas.
Babadoo, 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 bah. Hi, Chris and Rosie. An ex-boyfriend of mine were once spending time telling each other childhood stories, and we got on the subject of Santa and how we both found out he wasn't real. I'm whispering that just in case you know. Okay. I don't know why you've got children in the room if this is on, but you know.
I nearly thought about doing, we're going to talk about this.
Yeah.
But people shouldn't be listening to this with kids around, so.
No, yeah, definitely not. It's your own fault. The way I found out was very standard, and that I was told by a school bully that he wasn't real. Well, that's not standard. That's awful, but fair enough.
Yeah.
But his is the best. He was around... Rosie, imagine this, right?
Right.
He was around 8 years old and was helping his grandma out with a church Christmas fete, and Santa walked in the room. I think it was just before the kids were queuing up to meet him outside. Otherwise, there would have been lots of kids' dreams shattered that day. So the kids are queuing outside and Santa's come in to sort of set up.
Okay.
Put this lad's in. He's 8 years old and he's with his grandma set up the Christmas fete. Santa was in the room getting ready to meet the kids when he suddenly keeled over and had a heart attack.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
An ambulance had to be called. It was all very dramatic. CPR was given to Santa, and that was that. Christmas dreams were shattered.
Oh,
this poor lad was like losing his shit, that's, and then had to be told, by the way, Santa's not real. This is just a person.
But that's just his
Santa.
Helper. That's one of Santa's helper. You don't meet the real Santa's too in the busy moment, to come down to earth.
In the moment. I mean, they must have come
it's
up
not nice to see, is it?
Hell, imagine that, man.
Here's something. Do you know my mum told my brother that Santa wasn't real?
Eh?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, she didn't mean to, but he was questioning it.
Right.
And because I think they were talking about it at school, and I think he was about 10.
Right.
And obviously me and my sister knew by this point. And I think he was asking me mum, but like, mum, Santa's not real.
Yeah.
Is he, mum? And my mum was like, well, Kevin, no. But you know. And he like broke down crying.
Really?
Absolutely. Broke his little heart. And my mum still talks about it now and how bad she feels.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, a similar thing almost happened. I can't believe this just popped in my head and I know I've never told you this and I can't believe I've never told you
this. Okay. Oh, I love it when I find out something like that I've never been told.
So I think I said last year that I believed in Santa a little bit longer than everyone else because...
you're a saddo.
I used to go to a sports shop in Metro Centre when my mum was buying my dad stuff for South Shields over 40s football team. I used to go and look at the baseball gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And I never asked for one, but I always looked at the baseball gloves. Mm. I was obsessed with them because I'd seen them in films and cartoons and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And on Christmas Eve, I randomly said to my mum, do you think it's too late to ask for a baseball glove off Santa? And she said, oh, it might be, yeah. And I wrote it down. I wrote it on a post-it note and stuck it on the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, I had one on Christmas morning.
Aww.
And I couldn't fucking believe it. I was like, oh my God, he's real.
Yeah, yeah.
He came down the chimney, he realized, and he imagined one and he gave us it. And I was like, over the moon with it. So I believed like a lot later than I should have, mm-hmm. right?
How old were you then? It's about 16.
17, 18. I must have been like, about 11, yeah. 10, 11. Yeah. And then I think 11... I kind of knew, but my mum and dad hadn't really said anything. My mates at school were like, you don't still believe in Santa, do you? And I was like, nah. And then one like day in December, and I was really quite proud of myself. My mum was like, now, Chris, like, you know, I don't know what. She didn't like sit us down. It just came up. We're putting the tree up or something. And I mentioned Santa. And she went, now, you know now, don't you? You're old enough to know that Santa's not real. And I literally went... What? What? Like, and she went, oh, no, no, no. And I went, yeah.
Oh, no. You little shit.
But I, like, immediately welled up, like, me best acting. What, Mum? I mean, I'm... Ah, no, yeah.
Oh.
I'm fully aware, Mother. Got you. punked if Robin ever asks, because he's quite a switched on kid. I've got a funny feeling he will ask baby like, well, what have you got us for Christmas, Mum and Dad?
Mm.
Santa got me all this. What have you got us? I'm considering telling him that we pay Santa. Is it okay for me to go to Robin? Look, yeah, Santa got you all that stuff, but you know, Daddy, I pay Santa for it. I pay. He's a service. He's like broadband.
See, this is where it gets really difficult with Santa and being a parent and the whole thing, because do you know loads of people do different things?
Right.
So I know some families who Santa brings one present, right, and all the rest are from the mum and dad.
Right.
And then there's like us, uh-huh, everything Robin gets is from Santa. Right. He doesn't get anything from us. And
yeah, but I paid Santa.
Why are you telling me you paid Santa?
I haven't told him yet, but I'm saying that's my point. I go, yeah, Santa, yeah, Santa's working for dad.
Why are you making it more complicated than it needs to be?
I'm not. I'm just trying to get some fucking credit for all these presents that are going to be there, and I'm not going to get any credit for them.
You don't need any credit for them.
Have you met me?
Oh, my word.
I need credit for everything.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
I just feel like it would be a good system. I feel like you would believe it. And I'll go on, like, and I could literally like put a little gold envelope through the door. Oh, there's the Santa bill. Oh, hey, Robin, you want to thank your dad double? Because look at this bill that I'm paying.
Doesn't understand money. He got a tenner off your Auntie Linda and he went to the shop and bought a dib dab.
No, but I fucking kept
and
the change.
And we kept the change.
Absolutely buzzing.
We'll be getting a pizza the night. Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you so much for coming back week in, week out and listening. And we hope you have a very, very happy Christmas. Merry Christmas from myself.
And Merry Christmas from me.
And Merry Christmas from...
Merry Christmas to all our podcasters.
All he wants is his two front teeth. Did he get them? Find out next week.
Have a wonderful day. Take care of yourselves. Love yous.
Watch what you're doing, everyone. Shag Married Lord is now part of the Acast Creator Network. Rules, if you forgot to say it, but sorry. I'll do it to play these bills. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry
Bye.
Christmas.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Listen to deeply personal, insightful, and thought-provoking stories from the world's leading thinkers and doers. Listen and subscribe to The Unmistakable Creative wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.